This is Husker Online, your authority on Nebraska athletics.
Final segment here of the Husker Online Show. Sean Callahan, Nate Klaus, talking recruiting now as Nebraska, really the calm before the storm. You know, you're probably not going to see any commit action happening for the most part until June, Nate, as we talk about it. But the one that we're watching closely remains quarterback, because typically by June 1, you better have your quarterback. And Nebraska has been targeting a few different guys, but MJ Morris, the four-star out of Atlanta, Georgia, is really the name that's risen to the top. Was supposed to make his announcement this week. That's been pushed back. What is the latest with MJ Morris? Why did he delay his announcement? And do you still like the Huskers' chances?
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly sure why he decided to delay that announcement. I think that, you know, part of it just has to do with the fact that he's wanting to maybe get out of school first, let the school year finish before he does anything. But it's Nebraska, Georgia Tech, and North Carolina State. And I think everything, for the most part, is kind of trending Nebraska's direction here. I mean, a few days before he left to visit Nebraska for the spring game, Florida State, which had been arguably the team to beat, picked up their second commitment of their 2022 class at the quarterback position. So that effectively eliminated Florida State just days before he took his trip to Nebraska. He loved the visit to Nebraska. You know, was really impressed, obviously, like everybody else was, with the crowd, the energy, but also, you know, what they showed on offense. And he felt like he could fit into that very, very well. And then was slated to make a decision on May 12th, that Wednesday afternoon. But you know, he's kind of delayed that. And so I still like Nebraska's chances. I think it's at the same time probably going to be difficult to maybe get him away from Georgia Tech or NC State too. I guess they're relatively close to Atlanta. But I feel like, you know, if I'm Nebraska, I would like to have their quarterback take an official visit to where you could spend one-on-one time with this kid, whoever that may be, before they make a decision. Because up until now, the coaches have not even had
any Zooms.
Yeah, it's all Zooms. It's all phone calls. It's all text messages. They've not been able to sit down with a player face-to-face and have a conversation or draw anything up on the board or, you know, kind of get to know them a little different than you can over a phone call. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But the fact that he did not line up his official visit yet, or has not lined up his official visit yet to Nebraska, is the one thing that you know, has me kind of pumping the brakes before going all in saying that Nebraska is the team to beat.
Yeah, because it's at this point, like, what are you waiting for? Like,
yeah.
What offer or situation do you want that you don't have?
Yep. So yeah, it's meanwhile, there have been several other quarterbacks that Nebraska's on that have said, yeah, I'm visiting in June. I'm coming in for an official visit, or I'm going to be taking an unofficial in June and then maybe an official in the fall or whatever. But like you mentioned, typically in a normal year, you'd like to have your quarterback in the class no later than June 1st. And honestly, probably no later than May 1st in most cases. But this year is going to be a little bit different. I don't think that we're going to see a quarterback commit before the month of June, and probably kind of, you know, it'd probably be mid-June before we see a quarterback really jump on that offer. But once that does happen, I think things are going to really take off.
Yeah, and June 4th is the first true weekend for Nebraska, and we've got seven official visitors, and obviously these lists are going to just keep growing. But the big thing, Nate, to watch is everybody that comes on campus will be able to do a one-hour workout with the prospect. And this is the one way the NCAA is kind of making up for the lost time on the road, because typically you could go to track meets and basketball games and weightlifting classes and football games and football practices. You have not been able to do any of that. So who the heck knows if some of these guys can even play, you know, and
yep,
they're going to allow these workouts to happen. And, you know, some of like the hardcore programs like Alabama, you know, typically to commit to Nick Saban, you have to do a workout there. They make you go to camp. And, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of schools that are going to be very selective, that can be, and say, look, we'll take you, but you need to work out for us before we verify your offer and commit.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, and LSU is another one of those programs, especially with their defensive backs. I know that that's always kind of been the rule of thumb. If you have an offer as a defensive back to, you know, LSU, that's a non-committable offer until you go and perform at their camp in person and kind of go toe to toe with some of the other wide receivers and other DBs there that they've offered, and that way they can kind of more or less handpick you as being, you know, worthy enough to commit to them. So, you know, I think that we're going to see an awful lot of that. I think you have those, and that's one thing that the NCAA has gotten right here. I think that with the lack of in-person evaluations that's taken place, obviously, over the last 14, 15 months, this is one thing that they've gotten right. It's going to benefit both the player and the colleges. And so I'm really interested to see how many of those guys or how many players make it to Nebraska's campus for the sole purpose of working out. I know one of them in particular is Chris Brooks Jr. Chris Brooks Sr. obviously is former Husker out of St. Louis, was a former four-star wide receiver, and Nebraska has reached out and you know they want him to come up to campus on June 11th for a visit and for a personalized one-on-one workout. And so I think a lot of these guys are going to have an opportunity to earn themselves a scholarship, or maybe not. Maybe they already have that scholarship, but they could be kind of vaulted up the board, so to speak, and maybe kind of given the green light to go ahead and commit to that offer after some of these individualized workouts.
I look at like Carson Hagerly out of West Fargo. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a three-star with no Power 5 offers yet. He's got group of fives, but I think he's a guy that has to work his way into a Power 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one kid that I think is going to have to, you know, take advantage of these one-on-one workouts, and it might only take one too. I think
then the other offers might fall.
Exactly,
he's a 10-9 guy, 6'3".
Yeah, if he goes to Nebraska and gets does the workout, gets the offer, I guarantee you that other schools are going to be like, okay, well, they saw enough to go ahead and offer. They saw what we all have been looking at on film or everything that we thought was probably verified by Nebraska since he went to their workout. So now we're going to offer. So
Vince Genitone.
Yeah, he's another great example of somebody who, all he needs is one good, solid one-hour workout, and the floodgates will probably open up for a guy like that.
You're listening here to the Husker Online Show as we wrap up recruiting discussion. Nate, kind of off topic here, but a former Husker commit that Nebraska kind of parted ways with, Tony Fair, a big defensive nose tackle that was committed a couple of classes ago. He turned into like the bell of the ball in the transfer portal here. Had about double-digit Power 5 offers in a day. Just made his announcement Wednesday to Auburn.
Yeah.
It sounds like Purdue was a close runner-up, but Tony Fair, I guess, I'm trying to remember, did Nebraska have to cut ties with him because of academic concerns, or they just didn't really know if he was going to be a fit?
Well, both. I think there was a lot of layers to that story, and one of them was that he was just kind of a different kid, a little bit of a flaky kid, and I think that there was some concern, like, okay, well, if he's kind of wishy-washy as a recruit or kind of acting this way as a recruit, what's it going to be like once he gets on campus? I know there was some concern about him physically too, because he was, they want their nose tackle to be pushing, 320, 330, but he was like at one point in time, like 345, 350 pounds. And so can he keep that weight under control? Or is this something, is kind of indicative of his discipline, or is this going to be an issue once he gets to campus? And it just, the list was long. And so they ended up parting ways with him, and he ended up signing with UAB and then goes to the transfer portal, and now he's at Auburn. So, I mean, that's one example of the transfer portal really working out in a kid's favor, where if you kind of have, if you're a premium position player and you put your name, put enough on film and put your name in the portal, sometimes you can really vault yourself up.
All right, well, lots to follow this weekend, Husker baseball, Northwestern, and obviously we'll keep you up to date with all of the latest in Nebraska recruiting.
Thanks again for joining us this week on Husker Online, your authority on Nebraska athletics.